Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me as we get closer to the big 4th of July weekend and the Independence Day celebration in the Tawases, he's the volunteer coordinator putting the fireworks together for Friday night here in the Tawases. Jay Maddock joining us. How are you, Jay?
Yeah, I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Doing well. That's quite an endeavor you've got, but you've done this before. You've helped out with the chamber in past years on this, haven't you?
Yeah, this is my fourth year involved in the fireworks.
Yeah. Now, this year, again, it's a little different, isn't it?
Yes. Basically, the only thing I'm doing this year is coordinating between the chamber and the fireworks company and the boat people.
And the boat people. Now, that's what's different this year, isn't it?
The boat people are different.
Yeah. They're going to be firing the fireworks off from a barge, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And the flotilla is on its way here right now from Unionville. It's coming from Tawas Marina. They're bringing a 60-foot barge that's diesel-powered. They're bringing about a 30-foot cabin cruiser for the boat crew to stay on.
Okay.
And they're also bringing about a 16-foot steel rowboat that can be used to go between the big boat and shore and like a tender.
All right. Now, this is going to give us a unique perspective when they fire them from off there as compared to on shore, too, right?
Yes. The barge for launching the show will be about 1,500 feet offshore off of the East Tawas Park.
Wow. Oh, off of East Tawas Park.
Off the East Tawas. It'd be right behind a different blend.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the Wolverine fireworks crew is going to be set up for a command center behind the different blend. And that puts us about 1,500 feet off of the state dock also.
Okay.
To the west.
So that'll be a nice viewing area just about anywhere you are along the shore. I would imagine it's going to be perfect viewing.
Yes, it's going to be further out in the water this year, so the viewing area has been vastly increased.
Now, what about the fireworks display itself? Anything different this year with the fireworks?
Well, the show should be about the same size as last year. It should be about 20 minutes or so. There will be no memorial shells or dedicated shells this year. So once the show has an opening finale, it will continue. The show is also being launched electronically this year.
Mm.
No one will be on the barge.
Really? So it does it all itself?
Well, the computer that sends the signals and so on will be at the command center behind... actually behind Ken Verlach's house.
Okay, yeah.
He's allowed us to use his lower lawn by the beach there, so the crew has a nice viewing area.
All right, very good. Now, you mentioned about the same amount of shells. Anything special about this year's fireworks? I know in the past we've had, like you mentioned, certain shells, but how many shells are they approximately going to fire off, do you know?
There are about 1,000 shells being launched.
Wow. That is a lot of shells going off. So again, the tireless effort all year long of raising money for the fireworks paid off, because it sounds like there's a lot of shells this year going off.
Yeah, there's about 500 3-inch.
Okay.
And of course, those are normally launched as groups.
All right.
To more or less fill the sky. There will be about 250 4-inch.
Okay.
There'll be almost 200 5-inch. Now, 5-inch is the largest we had last year.
Oh, really?
And that was dictated by the safety zone, even though last year we brought in a special tilting trailer so that we could move our safety zone behind the taco shop.
But, mm-hmm.
And there'll also be somewhere along in the show, there'll be about 10 6-inch.
Wow. All right. So did you ever think you'd know this much about fireworks?
No.
You've kind of learned on the go, haven't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's about 500 pounds worth of fireworks.
No kidding. Wow. All right. So come on out. That'll be approximately dusk on the Friday night, 4th of July night. So everybody knows it is on the 4th of July out there. And viewing from just about any of the parks or just about anywhere along the shoreline Friday night, you'll get to see the spectacular fireworks display in the Tawases.
Yep. And the state dock has assigned us a spot to tie up the large boat at the extreme end of the dock, in which case there will be a 100-foot safety zone established there also with a ribbon, because the public will not be allowed to go out for that last 150 feet or so. And Friday morning, the big boat will go over, and thanks to Jerry's Marina, the big boat will pull into Jerry's Marina. Because there's no fireworks on, there's no explosives on the boat right now.
Okay.
There's a lot of equipment.
All right.
People could look at it and say, oh, wow, that's dangerous. But no, those are only launching tubes and equipment and so on.
Oh, all right.
And the big boat will go over to Jerry's Marina, pull in there for maybe a half an hour or an hour, and that's where the trucks will come with the fireworks.
Wow.
And then they'll load the fireworks onto the barge, and the barge will pull away from Jerry's Marina because there's no safety zone there.
Right.
And then the large barge will go back to the end of the state dock where the safety zone is established. And that's where the Wolverine fireworks people will wire up the explosives and so on and so forth. The show is actually programmed on a computer in advance. You basically push a button and off it goes. But
wow.
This year, maybe next year we can do it, but this year the show is not choreographed to
okay.
music.
Oh, all right.
We might take that on next year, but this year it's not intended to be choreographed to music.
All right, but boy, what a great future that would be to be able to do that mm-hmm. too. But small steps along the way, and now this is a big step right here, just to go from being on land to being in water and giving everyone a nice view of the fireworks Friday night at dusk. Now, where are you going to be Friday night? You're going to be front and center to make sure everything goes off all right?
I think I'll be at the Different Blend.
There you go. All right. Very nice. Well, it's a big part of the Independence Day celebration in the Towesses. The parade gets underway in the morning. Then the fireworks display. They got craft beer and wine tasting and the children's bouncy playground through the day, too. Well, he's one of the volunteer coordinators helping to put all of this on. Jay Maddock. Jay, hey, thank you for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thanks for the opportunity to be here today.